Caleb and Mindy in the morning on 97.1 Hank FM.
We're talking about handing out candy for Halloween because there's some folks that might not be doing it this year because of COVID. And also, if you know, you belong to HOA, it might be against the rules and everything. You're all in the clear, though, with yours, right?
Yes.
All right. But you just got, you have an event that you need to be at that Saturday of the 31st or whatever.
Right.
So I might come over to your house and just, you know, man the post at the front door and hand out candy.
Feel free to.
and scare people. It's one of my favorite things is to scare people. I like to scare adults. I don't like, you know, it's too easy to scare kids. But if I can scare an adult and get them spooked, that's my favorite. Lauren on our Facebook page says, I always leave a bowl. This year I'm putting bags for the kids to take. So she's going to be putting candy in little bags and then just handing the bags off. Good morning. Are you going to be handing out candy this year?
We're not giving out any candy this year, but we kind of rode that it turns and people don't really look down that way. They just make the turn and go off on their own way. So a funny story about that. The first year that we lived there, I was new in town. And nobody was coming to our house. I was sitting out there in front of the house with this big silver bowl of candy, and nobody was coming. So I hooked up our little puppy that we had just gotten, went out walking with my bowl of candy and my puppy, because I figured I would go to them. And then I got home, and I got to thinking about it. I'm like, I'm new in town. Nobody knows me. I've got this big bowl of candy handing it out to kids, and I have a puppy. I must look like the biggest creeper.
Caleb and Mindy in the morning on 97.1 Hank FM.